I will say of the Lord. Now, faith says something. Faith talks. Faith is not silent.
Are you believing God for a breakthrough in your life? Join Gloria Copeland today and learn what you need to do to stop the problem and bring God's desired end result on the scene. Next, on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
I'm looking in the verse 1 in the 91st Psalm in the Amplified Bible. Here's the person we're talking about. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. Dwells, remains, abide. Abiding, he who abides in the secret place, he is abiding, is obeying. When we obey the Word of God, we're obeying. Seeing if I get this right. We obey the Word of God. We're abiding in the secret place. When we chicken out and we decide, well, this is just too hard for us. I'm gonna just let this go, and I'm gonna go do something that, you know, I'm gonna go sign up for 5 years and buy a car. I'm tired of driving this old car. Well, you've just gone the other way. How do you know your breakthrough wasn't going to happen the next day? I'm telling you, breakthrough comes when you stand on the Word. Amen. And you believe God. And you're a tither. And you're a sower. Oh, well, I'm not a tither. I sure don't have money to tithe. Well, that's why you're in the shape you're in now. You need a good partner, buddy. And God's a good partner. We give Him just a little piece of what we have, and He'll get involved in our lives. I'm telling you, we never gained any financial ground until we became tithers. And when we became tithers, it didn't look like there was any way God and we could get along on it, but on the money we had. But we took that step. And you know, it was just a little dab of money because we didn't have much to tithe. But that little dab just seemed like it was so important at the time. But we did it. We did it, and things begin to improve. So God's got a system. He's got a financial system. Tithing's a very important part of it. And tithing, sowing. He's got a system, and now what we did and what everybody should do is get off of the world system and get over on God's system. It involves faith. It involves believing God for things you need. It involves confession. You got to say the right words. You know, I remember back when we were in debt, and back when we didn't have money to pay our bills, and just seemed like you just wanted to talk about it. Just want to talk your problems. Anytime you catch yourself talking the problem, you know you're going in the wrong direction. Start talking the answer, the Word of God. I mean, we, you know, in dark night, we'd be in bed talking, problem. Oh, what are we going to do? How are we going to do this? How are we going to do that? That's exactly the wrong direction to go. Talk the Word of God. Put God's Word in your eyes, in your ears. Let it get down in your heart, and it'll come out your mouth. Hallelujah. Amen? That's the way to live free. Okay, I better go with it here. Here's our part. I will say of the Lord. So we have a part. We say. We say He's our fortress, our refuge, our protection. Or if it's in the financial realm, we say He's our source. He's our financier. He's the one that gives us increase. He's our increase. Glory to God. Or if it's in the area of healing, we say He is the healer. Jesus Himself bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases. and by his stripes I was healed. What am I doing? I'm saying of the Lord what the Lord says about himself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, every time you do that, your faith will just come up a bump. But then every time you talk depression, lack, sickness, and you call everybody you know on the phone and you say, I've got a bad report, they say, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. I've got so long to live. And then you just get your address book out and call everybody you know and tell them what a bad thing the doctor said to you. That is exactly going in the wrong direction. Get this book out. Get the Bible out. See what he says about your healing. What does Jesus say about your healing? He says, he bore your sicknesses and carried your diseases, and by his stripes you were healed. Now that's the truth of the matter. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ken and I, we're very young, you know. We've been doing this 30 or 40 years, but we're still young. And we're in good health. Ken, you notice Ken, he doesn't walk like an old man. He gets right up, moves around. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We don't feel old. We feel good. We're not sick. We don't have any sickness or disease. Hallelujah. Why? Because of the Lord. Because Jesus bore the curse for us, and we refuse to bear the curse that he bore for us. We say, no, you don't, sickness. No, you don't. If we do get a bad report, which we never have had a very bad report, but, you know, sometimes the doctor will tell you to lose weight. That's a bad report. Or whatever. We try to do what's right, eat right. You know, I'm not too good at exercising, but I do pretty well at eating right. And I'm always trying to do better. Is there anybody in here like that? I mean, I'm trying to do better about that exercising, but you know, it is such a waste of time for me. No, it's not. It's really the thing to do. Glory to God. Anyway, my point was that Ken and I are in good health. We're not on any prescriptions. We don't have prescription drugs. We're just doing great. Why? Because of the Word of God. Because we believe the Word. We act on the Word. And we obey the Word. You know, we're not doing drugs. We don't drink alcohol. We don't smoke cigarettes. We've been delivered from all that baloney. You just have to draw the line, don't you? You just have to decide, now am I going to go with God or am I going to go with the devil? If you're going to go with the devil, then your future's not very good. But if you go with God, he can undo every mistake of the past. He can bless you in any situation. Glory to God. And your future is bright. Hallelujah. And getting better. Hallelujah. We ought to always be on the increase in every way. In our health, in our wealth, in our peace, in our pleasure. We ought to enjoy life. Ken and I enjoy life. Now, it doesn't take much for us to enjoy life as far as going out and doing things, because we've done things. We've been around long enough that there's not anywhere I really want to go in the whole world, except maybe to Colorado or somewhere to sit on the porch. But traveling doesn't do it for me. I mean, I don't want to go somewhere on a vacation. I just want to go sit somewhere. Read a book. Read my Bible. Eat. Sleep. Think, well, poor Gloria. Don't feel sorry for me. I'm very happy about this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. See, when you have peace, you don't need to do a lot of things to keep you from being bored. I'm never bored. Never bored. I love to read. I love to just relax. I enjoy Ken. I like to visit with him. Hallelujah. We have a good life together. We have fun together. We enjoy ourselves. We go to the mountains, sit on the porch. We go to the country, sit on the porch. We stay at home and sit on the porch. You'd think it'd be boring, but it's not. It just depends on who you sit on the porch with. to God. I say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, on Him I lean and rely, and in Him I confidently trust. What problems could you possibly have if you believe that word? For then, when you believe, for then, the Amplified says, He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. Well, who's the fowler? Well, we know that's the devil. What does he do? Well, he goes around and tries to foul things up with his curse. But we've been redeemed from that curse. We don't let him in. We don't even give him the time of day. No, we're not having any lack. No, we're not having any sickness. If we did have a bad report, we'd say, no, you're not coming on my body in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've been redeemed from the curse. Every sickness, every disease is under that curse. And if it's something new, even if there's something that's not written in that curse, it's under the curse. I mean, sickness has no way to come into our lives when we're in Christ Jesus. We've been redeemed. What does that mean? We've been bought back. We've been bought with a price. Jesus gave himself for me to be free, to be well, to be born again, to prosper. Listen, lack of money's under the curse. There's no two ways about it. And under the blessing is abundance of money. Abundant, not just getting by, but abundance of money. Hallelujah. Think, well, that's just so carnal to talk about money. Well, we live in a carnal world. It takes carnal money to drive a carnal car. It takes carnal money to buy carnal food for this body. But the Lord knew that. That's why He put lack under the curse. Glory to God. Church, we've got it made if we'll just flow with Him. Just get in the Word, do what it says, flow with Him. The blessing will manifest. Now, I'm not telling you something I don't know. We've been doing this for a long, long time. And the Lord's been faithful. Hallelujah. And when we started out with nothing. We started out with an old car and a little rent house. It was pathetic. But the blessing, we let the blessing in. We began to hear about the Word, and we believed it, and we acted on it, and we were loyal to it. When we moved to Tulsa, that short time that we were there, Brother Hagin had he had 10-day seminars. I believe it was every quarter, and he had two services a day. Well, sometimes during that time, Billy was there. Sometimes during that time, there would be snowstorms and ice storms and all kind of things happening, you know. Well, we'd just get in that old car and we'd load up our little kids and we'd go to that meeting. I mean, regardless, we were going to go to the Word. The Word got into us. It began to drive that poverty out, that poverty syndrome, because we were had been in debt. We had debts we couldn't pay. We didn't have a good car. We didn't have good clothes. We didn't have anything. We were just getting by. I'd go to the grocery store and I'd have to pray in tongues to believe God that I had money to get out of that place. And you know, I always did. Hallelujah. But anyway, we've come a long way, baby, on the Word of God. And the Word will work. You can start wherever you are. Don't think yours is too big, too much, too demanding for God. If you'll give Him faith, He'll give you answers. If you'll act on the Word of God, faith will come, and God will move in your life. You know, there might be somebody here that's in debt $2 million, and you think, well, how am I ever going to get out? God. You know, that's a lot of money to us, but that's not much money to a fellow that's got gold streets. You know, I mean, He could just give you some of His gravel and it'd be enough. So, what do? We march forward and become on fire. That was another prophecy Brother Hagin gave. Marched forward and become on fire. That's the answer. Hallelujah. Don't pay attention to what's going on in the world. We don't owe our allegiance to the world.
No, we don't.
The world can be doing all kind of crazy things. But we're in a different kingdom. We're not gone from the earth yet, but we are in a kingdom. The kingdom of God is operating in the earth. We can't go to headquarters, but we can talk to headquarters. We just don't know where it is. It's not like having Washington somewhere. We can't go there. Some people have, but I've never been to headquarters. But headquarters has come to me. The blessing has come to me. And I mean, now, you know, we still have to believe God. God has provided. But, you know, we still have to stand. We still have to walk with faith. Symptoms of sickness and disease come on our body. We can't roll over and play dead. We have to say, no, you don't. Yeah, but you know, you're getting older. I might be getting older, but I'm not going to get sicker. How come that is? Because Jesus redeemed me from the curse of sickness. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's all about, when you really get right down to it, it's all about the blessing and the curse. And we know how to get out from under the curse, make Jesus the Lord of our lives, and get out from under that curse. Jesus himself redeemed me from the curse. Everything bad's under the curse. You can't come up with anything bad that's not under that curse, included in that curse. You need to know what's under the curse so you'll know for sure what you've been redeemed from. And then there's the blessing. Blessed going in, blessed coming out. Hallelujah. Be the head and not the tail. Blessed in the city, blessed in the country. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, we're blessed. We're blessed right here today. We're blessed in the city. Glory to God. The blessing is on us. The only thing that'll stop, if we're born again and we're in the kingdom of God, the only thing that'll stop the blessing is believing a lie.
That's right. Amen.
Who is the liar?
Satan.
Satan's the liar. That's his only hope of getting control in our lives, is to lie to us until we believe it. Well, he's just too late, because I already know the truth. I can go find the truth. I know where to find the truth. I know the truth. It's not the truth that I'm not blessed. I am blessed. Glory to God. It's not the truth that I'm the sick. I'm not the sick. Jesus redeemed me from every sickness and every disease. Glory to God. So what's happening? I'm not gonna just lay down under sickness. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. Glory. Amen. I believe I am strong in the Lord. I believe that I have the blessing working in me, spirit, soul, body, financially, socially. Hallelujah. The blessing. Isn't it great to have the blessing? You know, some people think about a rich family that got all, you know, all kind of money, and the blessing that is there because of the money. Well, most of the time, if they don't know God, the money becomes a curse. And they do spend the money on the curse, and so they're cursed. But you and I, we're blessed.
Amen.
We're blessed. Hallelujah. We just receive the blessing, and we go on from one good blessing to the next good blessing. Hallelujah. I'm not drinking any alcohol. I'm not doing any drugs. Why would I want to do a stupid thing like that? I'm healed. I'm happy. I've got joy. I don't get joy out of a bottle. I get it out of a book. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Blessed be God. Thank you, Jesus. He will cover you with his feathers or his wings, and under his wings shall you trust and find refuge. His truth and his faithfulness are a shield and a buckler. Well, or shield and armor, protection. What if you don't know what his truth is? Then you don't have any armor. How can you receive truth if you never hear truth? How can you receive the blessing of healing if you don't know it's God's will for you to be healed? So his truth is a shield and a buckler. You, and here's your position, you shall not be afraid of the terror of the night, nor of the arrow, and the evil plots and slanders of the wicked that fly by day. It is not right for you to be afraid. If you're in fear, you're not in faith. I'm telling you, you need to make some changes. You need to get over on the believing side. If you're on the believing side, you have faith. You believe what the Word says. You believe you have protection. You believe you dwell in the secret place of the Most High. You believe that He meets your needs according to His riches and glory. You shall not be afraid. That's what this Amplified says. That means a shall not is a shall not. Not of the terror of the night, nor of the arrow and the evil plots and slanders of the wicked that fly by day, nor of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor of destruction. Don't be afraid of pestilence. Don't be afraid of destruction. Sudden death that surprise and lay waste at noonday. I'm telling you, you can watch the news, and if you're not careful, you can be afraid. There's all kind of things out there to kill you. No, not to kill me. I'm in the secret place. I don't get afraid when I watch the news. If I see something on there, okay, there's a tornado headed for Tarrant County right out on Eagle Mountain Lake. Well, what do? I go out on the porch and I say, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. You can't come on this property. Take authority over things. Don't just get afraid. Do something. Tell it, no, you're not coming here. Because we've got authority in the name of Jesus. And you need to be bold about it. Practice it. You know, I was kind of timid at first, but I got over it. You can do the same thing. Just go ahead and practice your authority. You talk back to the news. Don't watch the news without talking back to it. Say, that'll not come on my house in Jesus' name. When they start talking about all these houses that are going, people losing their houses and this and that and the other, don't just sit there and think, oh my, my, that's just awful. Oh, what would I do if that happened to me? No, you say, I'll never lose my house. In Jesus' name, I'm a believer. I'm a tither. I'm blessed. I'm not under the curse of lack and poverty. I'm blessed in Jesus' name. I'll not lose my job. Believe for favor. This is a good time to believe for favor. Lord, thank you for favor. Thank you for the best job I've ever had. I believe for the best I've ever had. If you're not satisfied with where you are, believe for the best you've ever had. If you want to change, believe for change. And believe for favor. Amen.
Monique, I saw that big check you wrote to the orphanage.
You know that kids are my passion. Being able to do that was a dream come true.
So how do you do it? What's your secret?
A book, Blessed Beyond Measure by Gloria Copeland.
A book?
Reading the book and working the Blessed Beyond Measure devotional together challenged my thinking and changed my life.
Changed your life? What does your thinking have to do with being blessed?
Well, I was all about mine and had no idea that God wanted me to be blessed so that I could be a blessing.
So how did you get from just wanting to be blessed to actually being a blessing?
And the book and journal helped you do all that.
It was like having Gloria Copeland right there walking me through the how-tos of creating a deeper relationship with God. Getting to this point was no joke, but the reward is living. Blessed beyond measure!
Order the Blessed Beyond Measure package today at a special 35% savings. Receive both the book and the devotional journal by Gloria Copeland for just $18. For an additional product discount and 48-hour processing, order your Blessed Beyond Measure package online at kcm.org. If you prefer to order by phone, call toll-free 800-600-7395. For these and other ministry resources from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to kcm.org.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jeremy Pearsons. Now, you heard an outstanding message today by my grandmother, Gloria Copeland, and you heard this: breakthrough comes when you stand on the Word of God and believe God only. You don't believe the situation. You don't buy into its right to exist in your life. You buy into the Word of God, and when you stand on that, your breakthrough comes. Now, listen to me. That begins, though. Your future, your success begins when you go with God, and you first do that by making Jesus the Lord of your life. And if you've never done that, if you've never prayed that prayer, then don't hesitate a moment longer. I want you to pray this with me. Say, "Oh God in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I ask you to forgive me of my sin. Cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I want to be born again. Jesus, be my Lord. Jesus, be my Savior. And fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen." Now listen to me. If you prayed that prayer with me today for the first time, we at Kenneth Copeland Ministries rejoice with you. All of heaven rejoices with you. All of the body of Christ, praise God, rejoices with you. Why? Because now you've been redeemed. You've been redeemed, bought back. You don't have to live under the curse of sickness, disease, poverty, and lack. Jesus is your Lord, and you are blessed. You're blessed coming and going. And if you prayed that prayer with me today, Kenneth Copeland Ministries wants to send you this free salvation package. It's a book called "He Did It All for You" by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And along with that, we'll send you this little brochure called "How to Study Your Bible." And it's absolutely free. You just tell us you want it and we'll get it in your hands. It's so important that you begin to read your Bible and be consistent with it. Do it all the time. Do it every day. And you say, "Every day?" Yeah, every single day. Why? Because there's wisdom for you in it. Every single day. Amen. We're so excited for those of you who made Jesus the Lord of your life today. We rejoice with you. Thank you, partners, for joining with us in this broadcast. Thank you for helping us send out things like this and for helping us pray the prayer of salvation with people all over the world. You're a huge part of that, and we thank God for you. This is Jeremy Pearsons reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and as Kenneth and Gloria Copeland always say, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They would like to send you some free information to help you get started in your new life in Christ. Request your free salvation package on our website at kcm.org. A book, "He Did It All for You," and a brochure on how to study your Bible. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. Join us for the Words of His Power Conference, Thursday to Sunday, the 10th through 13th of February at Words of Life Fellowship Church, North Miami Beach, Florida. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland will be in Langley, British Columbia for the Canada Victory Campaign, celebrating 35 years in Canada, May 12th through 14th at the Langley Event Center. The Southwest Believers Convention will be held the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. The Copelands welcome you the 10th through 12th of November to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org.